A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our hosts, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland, Sukkah Lamed, Sukkah 30A, pagination page 59, starting from the top of the page. The Gemara, explaining the Mishnah on the facing page, told us that the invalid status of Guzzle, the fact that stolen Lulav is no good, is not just on the first day when the item has to be yours, ulekachtem lochem bayom arishon, has to be yours, but the problem of a stolen item would be a problem even the other days of Sukkos, when it doesn't have to be yours. And the Gemara explains, even though you could borrow someone's lulav and do just fine observing the mitzvah with someone else's lulav, but if it's a stolen lulav, then it doesn't work. Mishum dehavale mitzvah haba'a ba'avera, because it's a mitzvah coming through a sin, and that doesn't work. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, a bad thing to do is vahavesem gozul vesapiseach vesachola, to bring a damaged carbon, a lame carbon, or to bring a carbon that's stolen. Gozul dumya de piseach, stolen, just like an injured animal. Ma piseach lesle takanto, just like the injured animal was definitively injured, and nothing's going to change that. Af gozul de lesle takanto, stolen also, nothing's going to fix it. Loshana lefne yiyush, loshana la'acha yiyush. Once the person stole the item, even if the owner later gives up hope of getting it back, that yiyush, that giving up hope, is not going to change its stolen status. Says the Gemara, Bishloma lefne yiyush, I understand before the owner gives up hope. Adam ki yakriv mikem amar rachmana. Pasuk in this week's parasha says, when you will bring a korban that's yours, v'lav didehu, before yiyush, it's not the gazlan's. Ela la'achar yiyush, but after the owner gave up hope of getting it back, hakanye b'yiyush, doesn't it now belong to the thief? And the thief is merely obligated to pay back cash. But he owns it. Ela lav, mishum davale mitzvah haba'a ba'avera. The bottom line is that even if you didn't have to give back the item, but it still is in your possession through an avera, and we're being taught that you can't do mitzvahs through averas, and that is an invalid lulav. Va'om Rabbi Yechon mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochi, in order to bring this theme to its point, they give a little bit of an analogy. Mai dichsiv, what does it mean? Ki ani Hashem ohev mishpat sone gezel ba'ola. I am Hashem who loves judgment, honesty, and I hate gezel, theft, even in an ola. And the Mefarshim say, what's the significance of an ola? That it's kula l'Hashem, it's totally to Hashem. Hashem says, if it was a carbon that you're getting part of the carbon, so you steal an animal, bring it as a carbon, you think you're a righteous guy, and you're getting part of the food, so you understand why I'm against it. That's disgusting. But even if you steal the animal and give it totally to me, and you and your great philosophy want to argue, well, the whole world belongs to Hashem. I just took from his Hashem stuff and brought it over here. Hashem says that doesn't work. Mashal lemelech basav adam. Imagine a king, human king. Shaya over al beis hameches, he's passing the tax, the toll collection. Omar la'avadov, and he gives a directive to his servants, tenu meches lamuchsin, pay up the tax on our behalf. Amru lo, and the servants ask, v'alo kol hameches kulo shalach, all the taxes are going to you anyway. Why would you pay the tax, Mr. King? Amar lohem, and the king says, Mimenu yilmedu kol ovrei durachim. I want everybody who passes by to learn from me. V'lo yavrichu atzman min ha-meches, and they should not try to avoid the tax. I paid the tax. Even the king pays the tax. Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omar, Hashem also says, I got to be a good role model to the people. Ani Hashem sone gezel ba'ola, even in an ola, I hate gezel, I hate theft. Mimene yomadu bonai v'yavrichu atzman min ha-gezel, everybody should follow suit and should flee from theft. Bottom line to us is that you cannot fulfill your obligation of a mitzvah with stolen goods. And this takes up a life of its own. What happens if you are not the thief? Which is the next Gemara. I just don't know for sure if there might have been a thief involved. Am I allowed to use that product for a mitzvah? Let's see the Gemara. Three lines from the bottom, the last word on the line. Omalu Rav Huna Lahanu Avankuri. Rav Huna told these vendors, the Hadas harvesters, Kizavintu Osame Akum, when you purchase the Hadasim from the non-Jews, from the local non-Jewish townspeople, he was worried and he said, Lo sigzizu aton, I don't want you to do the cutting. Ela ligzizua inhu, let these people in charge of the fields do the cutting. Fiyavu luchu, and then they'll give it to you, you'll buy it from them. But don't do the cutting. My timer, why? So the Gemara explains, Stam ovde kochovim gazloni arason ninhu. He was worried that the people who are acting as the homeowners of these fields actually got the fields by theft. And the theft of land, of real estate, is extremely unique in that the original owner does not give up hope because land, you can't put it in your back pocket and walk away. So he's hoping that one day he'll be able to get it back. There's no yiyush by karka. He doesn't give up hope. It's very different than if a guy stole a gold watch from somebody. So at some point, the person gives up hope. So the gold watch itself, at a certain point, once it's sold, whatever, a number of layers later, the gold watch may very well not have to be returned to the owner. The thief would have to pay the value of the gold watch. Because at a certain point, there's Yish and Shin Rishus, and life moves on. But by land, there's no Yish. Vikarka ain't an exelus. You can't steal land. Hilkach, I'm worried. Ligzizuhu inhu. Let them do the cutting. Kihecha delava Yish bailem bidaihu. So that Yish should work. Because on a cut Hadas, once it's detached from the ground, so then it's movable objects, and on that you could have Yiyush. So on the detached Hadas, there'll be Yiyush. Vishini Harishus Bidaihu. And then it's in your hands, so there's Shini Rishus. So there's Yiyush and there's Shini Rishus, and then people in the community could use these Hadasim. Again, we don't know that it's stolen. I mean, if we knew it was stolen, I don't think we would support the thief. But we don't know. It could be it's already sold, changed hands a few times. We don't even know who we would talk to if we wanted to find out. But he was worried. And therefore, his solution was, make it change hands, so that the Ziyush and Shini Rishus, and then we can do the mitzvah. Asks the Gemara, Sof Sof, the end, bottom line, why do you need the homeowners to do the cutting? Why can't you have the vendors do the cutting themselves? And it's still enough of a change. Ki gazizu avankuri lehava yish bailem bidaihu vishini orishus bidon. Why don't you have the yish in the hands of the vendors? And the shinui is when they set the change is when they sell it to us. And you have Yish and Shini Rishush, which are the two requisites in order that the item should not no longer have to go back to the original owner, and you're just liable for its value. lo tzricha. The case has to be that we were worried b'hoshana da'avankiri gufayu. What about the hadasim of the vendors themselves? In other words, I agree with your calculation. There's yiyush. Once the snipper snips, it's detached. There's shinui rishus when they sell it to us. So we would do fine with such hadasim. The problem is that the vendors themselves are going to keep three branches of myrtle for themselves. And on those, there was no shinui. There was no change. There's yiyush, but there's no shinui. Okay. So the Gemara wants that we should get the homeowner to do the cutting and then hand it off to the vendor. By the time it gets to us, it's already undergone two shinuyim, so we're good. But the point is that even the vendor would be good and safe. Okay. Here's a question. In Shulchan Aruch, it's paskind that if a person were to be using a hadas that had yiyush and shini rishus, you're yotzei the mitzvah, but you're not allowed to make a bracha on it. Because making a bracha to invoke Hashem's name, botzei berich niyetz Hashem, that's disgusting. On a stolen item? I understand it's yours now. It's stolen and you did a change. But to say Baruch Ato Hashem, that's not right. So you could be yotze the mitzvah with such an item, but you don't make a bracha. So the Mefarshim ask, go back to our Gemara. It's a case of yiyush and shini rishus. And the Gemara made like, it's all fine. Except that we're talking about the vendor's hadas. And then we back off and we say, okay, so if the other person makes the cut and then hands it over to the vendor, it's all good. What do you mean it's not all good? You can't make a bracha. It's not all good. You can't make a bracha. You're going to do a mitzvah without making a bracha? That's outrageous. The Vilna Gaon in Siman Yud Aleph by Hilchas Tzitzis discusses this problem regarding wool and you want to make tzitzis, and he says the distinction is so obvious. The distinction is that in our Gemara we did not know that it was a stolen piece of land. They were choshesh. They were worried because they knew the way everybody roughed everybody else up. So they were worried about it. So this entire Gemara is based, Avankari, the vendors, based on a fear that maybe the real owner is still watching this field, hoping to get it back. And Karka ain't an exelis. There's no yiyush. Do we know that? No way. You could go back five generations and everybody did legitimate sales, and then in the sixth generation you find out that the guy was bullied off his field. We're just worried. We don't know. And therefore, we're willing to have you make a bracha, provided that you do this extra caution. Yiyush, shini rishus, make sure it's yours. It's yours, it's yours. I mean, if you did kiddushin with it, we would assume it's a good kiddushin. It's yours. As far as we know, it's yours. But to make a bracha with an item that you know you got through a theft, even though it went through yish and shini rishus, in that case, when it's known to be theft, you can't make a bracha. But again, in our case, Vilna Gaon says, you'd be able to make a bracha because it's not known that it's gezel. It was just an extra precaution that we were imposing. Yashikoach, have a great evening.